This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. I'm going to lay this out to you gun owners because we need to come to grips with certain things. We need to get it in our heads that certain things are certain ways right now, and this is just what we face. So, when you have a nation where you have the newspaper of supposedly public record, and they cave to overwhelming pressure, and they repudiate an opinion piece they let get out into the wild, and it's written by a duly elected national legislator who boasts degrees from the nation's most famous educational institution, not one but two, that has an undeniably relevant life experience on the subject and advances an argument supported by a majority of citizens, well, America is going to hear about that. So last week, the New York Times, and perhaps the single most appalling bout of journalistic malpractice, reneged upon an op-ed by Senator Tom Cotton, who I would like to see run for president in 2024. He got out there and he dusted off a piece of federal legislation, the Insurrection Act of 1807, that Trump had discussed in a couple of days prior, and the headline read, "Send in the troops." He was arguing to restore law and order in America amidst a once-in-a-generational anarchic breakdown, but Cotton, who's a double Harvard alum, a former U.S. Court of Appeals law clerk, and a Bronze Star Army combat veteran, spoke for a sizable majority of his fellow American citizens, according to a reputable polling source. Which, you know, I don't like him even when they come out the way we want them. So for the grievous sin of permitting a U.S. senator's informed, erudite opinion to grace its opinion page, hundreds of staffers of the Gray Lady threatened a virtual walkout, which they probably should have been allowed to go. But they weren't. Instead, the echo chamber that is left-wing Twitter went positively haywire, deeming the Times complicit in fomenting racial strife and or outright bigotry. Apparently, if you want law and order, that's racist. Times publicly threw under the bus its own junior editor, who had edited the piece before its editorial page. Editor resigned in disgrace. And once again, all they did was publish a well-informed argument by a U.S. senator who spoke on behalf of a majority of Americans. This is indicative of a yawning chasm between our bi-coastal ruling class, or so they think, and the Americanists in the heartland. And it is in black and white the most starkly revealing thing I've ever seen. For decades, the New York Times, which has always been sort of, you know, liberal, when liberal was actually a thing, now they're quite leftist. But for a very long time, they published a modicum of right-leaning opinion, with which its editorial board no doubt disagreed, but that showcased the editor's purported commitment to the proverbial marketplace of ideas. Those days are gone. Now the frothing woke mob partisans appear to have a plenary veto over contrary opinion, no matter how popular that opinion or how credible its messenger. The mob is now the sieve through which all opinion must be filtered. Now the Times is, of course, a private company and is not constitutionally required to publish a diversity of opinions. But this is hardly a blueprint for a healthy, well-functioning country. Grand paeans to lofty ideals notwithstanding, a nation ultimately will not survive unless it inculcates and cultivates a similarly overarching set of concrete traits, customs, and shared historical experiences across the entirety of its citizenry. Solidifying the mutual bonds of citizenship without which a free republic cannot endure is impossible when we, the people, not only do not consume the same media, but are also precluded by powerful, self-appointed societal censors. We don't even get to see differing opinions. So what we have now is the fraying of America into two discordant, silently warring tribes. And it underscores all the nationwide mayhem over the past 2 weeks. One tribe looks at the societal uproar and sees a decades-long strive toward fuller equality and justice. And the other tribe looks at the chaos and sees a ruinous and self-destructive breakdown of law and order. But those in the former camp cannot plausibly claim to understand the grievances of the latter camp if the biggest arbiter of opinion refuses to consider the latter's median viewpoint and refuses to consider it might be a tolerable opinion in parts of society. If the United States of America is perdure without unraveling into two warring divided states of America, we desperately need to recover our lost sense of civic unity and national purpose. And much of this can and should be done purely by private actors. Think of casual human interactions like recreational league softball teams, book clubs. There is a role for government policy here. Immigration policy must prioritize assimilation and cohesion. Education policy must prioritize fostering civic knowledge and virtue. Economic policy must prioritize an industrial policy and reshored critical supply chains over the interests of globalization. And our political, it would be so nice if our political leaders could just get together. I know they're not going to, but in order for this lofty thing to happen, this lofty ideal of what America could be, it'd be nice for them to get together and rally around something like the national flag. When you think about an abyss and the road to the abyss, sometimes you're driving beside it. Maybe you're just driving straight at it. I don't know which one we are. We're on the edge. But a unified American Republic is worth fighting for. And it should not be too much to ask that our paper of record not repress the U.S. senators, you know, those guys who deign to speak on behalf of pro-rule of law national majorities. Ignoring it doesn't make it go away, New York Times. You can believe what you want to believe, and you can bow to the pressure all you want, and now truly the inmates are running the asylum. And that's fine. I don't know how important it is that we have a New York Times, but we truly are in a stage. You know, my favorite movie of all time is Rear Window. It came out in 1954. And when you watch that movie and you watch the way the interaction is portrayed, I think that all motion pictures are sort of reflected of the time and the attitudes in which it was made at the time. And we are so far from that now. That civil unity, that lofty ideal, I'm sorry that the old days are gone. I would gladly give up my iPhone and my iPads and the internet for peace. But it looks like we might be heading for it, and we might have to pursue it the hard way. And that's why I'm looking to November. But when we get back, what happens if we let Seattle go? This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Let's be honest, if we let the mutant mob in Seattle keep it, would we miss it? We've already gotten all the good music out of it. Coffee is everywhere. So what else did they bring to the table? If you feel like you might have missed your chance to visit the Space Needle, then they have a similar enough tower in Toronto. and you can catch scabies in any number of third world countries with much better climates. Not nearly as much rain. So maybe we should let them have it. Maybe let them have the whole state. They inflicted Microsoft on the country. So think of leaving them to the wolves as revenge for whatever version of Windows last crashed on you. Which is to say, whatever the latest version of Windows there is. Toss in Oregon, too, because what good has ever come out of Oregon? That's actually an honest question. I'm sure they've given us more than trees, perhaps, but I just have no idea what it is, nor do I care. Whatever it is, beaver pelt, maybe. I'd happily forego to create whatever they end up calling a country that will undoubtedly be a magnet for like-minded leftists, thereby ridding this country of a significant portion of these carcinogens known as progressives. Let them create utopia, or at least see how it goes. Right now, they only have CHAZ, or the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, since few of them likely know how to spell most of those words in downtown Seattle. It's been described as a block party or festival, depending on whether the Democrat discussing it is an elected city official or a journalist at a major network. This is an area that is fully dependent upon the city for all of its services. If they were ceded a larger area, they would have infrastructure needed to last longer and could welcome more citizens, unburdening the rest of us, at least until they come begging for our help. They need a new name, obviously. It wouldn't be a small neighborhood anymore, and calling their citizens Chazes sounds crazy. Their natural inclination would be to name it the Democratic People's Republic of something, or they could just call it Che Guevara, because a lot of them are already wearing the T-shirt. But that doesn't really roll off the tongue now, does it? How about the Nation of Childish Humans Under Democracy? And that captures what they're trying to do. Plus, citizens could easily be called chuds. Yeah, there would be some confusion between them and the cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers from the 80s movie, Chud. But how many countries already have a ready-made tourism video that so accurately depicts what a vacation there would be like? Logistically, there would be a need to transition. The potential Chuds in the ceded area would have to decide if they want to stay or move to the United States. Considering who they've elected, only a few would likely choose to leave, so the process shouldn't take too long. Maybe we should allow them enough time for CNN and MSNBC and most newspapers to secure buildings large enough to house their corporate headquarters. They wouldn't want to miss out on that. Citizenship in this country would have to be renounced or revoked, naturally, by any chuds wishing to stay or move there. A small price to pay for a life of communal joy without any police. They'd have to establish a currency, maybe pine cones or bars of soap or some other objects for which they'd have no use otherwise. How they chose to defend themselves from invasion from Canada would be up to them, but it's unlikely our neighbors to the north would want them any more than we do. We can establish official diplomatic relations as soon as they decide who will hold the conch shell or whatever way they come up with to determine who their leader is. And the rest of their dream world they can work out over time on their own. I'd give it a few months. But which is probably optimistic, but I figure even a few million chuds couldn't screw things up to the point of literal cannibalism in less than 8 weeks. But I could be wrong. Since professional hacky sack, competitive granola eating, and accusing everyone of being a racist isn't exactly a growth industry, I sort of suspect that their economy wouldn't exactly last very long. Now, all of these leftist billionaires, of course, would pony up some seed money, but their objective is to ruin this country. Not to be exposed as some sort of fraud. They can't get richer throwing good money after bad, trying to devalue our currency with no value to begin with. No matter what happens, it would be a fun little experiment to watch. All it would cost us is some square miles and the will to let it play out. And the cost of a border wall. They will have made their utopia. They can lie in it. After three months of lockdowns, what's a few more without a couple of states? So let Seattle go. It's better that than allowing the poison that is progressivism to continue to metastasize here and take out the whole country. And it might actually come to that. It might actually come to this point to where we have to say, okay, let these people go, or we're going to be in a fight. It'd be a short fight. But most of you have never been in this kind of a fight before. You would not like it. There's a reason we call war hell. You would not like it. We should avoid that at all costs. That is not to say that if they show up in a neighborhood near you, where you are right now, and attempt to, you know, bang into your house or whatever, that you shouldn't get ready to unleash hell. But I suspect you won't be acting alone. I suspect a lot of things are about to change for the worse for Antifa, but we're going to see. We're going to see how this plays out. And we have to have the patience to let it play out. They have to taste failure. They have to taste defeat. And that's why I'm looking at Chaz and saying, it's not worth the life of a good cop to go in there. I know there's some people who live there that, you know, think there should be some law and order. Might be a little late for that now. Elections matter. And when they haven't changed, when the sides haven't changed in decades or maybe a century, well, that's too many layers to defeat. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he will sign an executive order on police reforms on Tuesday. The president not elaborating, although he did say that law enforcement representatives will be on hand. As far as what we could see in that police reform bill, counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells Fox News,
the president, of course, will sign something gets to his desk that he thinks is reasonable and has been negotiated.
Conway continues,
he's willing to take bipartisan, bicameral legislation that makes sense on an issue, and he's willing to sign it into law.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he will take a closer look at the Paycheck Protection Program. Mnuchin saying on Monday he'll talk to lawmakers on both sides of the aisle about striking a balance between protecting the privacy of small business owners and proper oversight of the loans being granted. And you're listening to USA Radio News. On Monday, sponsored by the NAACP, a march on Georgia was taking place in downtown Atlanta. The protest taking place 3 days after Rayshard Brooks was killed by police. Brooks was killed by police Friday after passing out in a Wendy's drive-thru. Brooks, when confronted by the police, stole an officer's taser and was running from the police and pointing the taser back at the police. Protests over the murder of George Floyd have gone international. USA Radio Network's Jesse Edwards has the latest from the United Kingdom.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson advised people not to attend demonstrations in the UK after the word racist was scrawled on a Churchill statue during protests over the killing of George Floyd.
You've got a situation in which the statue of Winston Churchill, who is a national hero, has had to be boarded up for fear of violent attack. That, to me, is both absurd and wrong.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Right now, it's a very interesting thing that's happening right now. That was so grammatically incorrect, I can't stand myself. I may just have to... Anyway, at the moment, there's something really interesting happening within the journalists that make up the left. Because some of them are beginning to call out other journalists that make up the left, because other journalists that make up the left have gone completely insane. I never thought I would see this, because some of these guys are coming completely unspooled. And for some, the leftist agenda they grew up with now is considered right-wing in some circles. If you can imagine that. The reason is it doesn't go left enough. It has to be far left and quasi-Marxist. And the woke clowns we used to mock on the College Fix and Campus Reform have graduated. And now that toxic agenda is spreading like wildfire. No dissent is permitted. One slip up or differing opinion from that of the far left mob could get you canceled. They are the hordes of Mordor, an apt description. They will make you care. In one way or the other, they will find a way to get you. They don't want apologies. They want the destruction of those they view as enemies of their unhinged world view. Matt Taibbi is no conservative. He's a contributing editor at Rolling Stone. But he's commented on the hysteria that has engulfed the left, especially with the Trump-Russia collusion nonsense. And in a very lengthy post, he torched the media for being afraid to confront the new terror campaign that's engulfed the nation's newsrooms. He also said, if anything that's been exposed during the unrest over the officer-involved fatality of George Floyd that sparked nationwide riots, is that the American left has gone totally insane and the leftist media is destroying itself. Now, what he's referring to is that New York Times article I was talking about by Senator Tom Cotton. And Taibbi probably disagrees with virtually everything Senator Tom Cotton stands for. But was his op-ed, which sent the New York Times woke reporters into a Chernobyl-like meltdown, was that really a threat to black lives? Was it even accurate? He notes that a lot of what Cotton said was backed up by a majority of the American public, and it also seems clear that these leftist clowns didn't even read the column. Philadelphia Inquirer sent their longtime editor, Stan Wachowski, packing for greenlighting the headline, Buildings Matter Too. Again, that's another view that's supported by a healthy majority of voters. People value the protection of what they own. It's not that hard. But for the woke, this is really problematic. Wachowski helped diversify the newsroom and helped the paper get a Pulitzer. But he's done. He's out. Bye. Tybee is surgical in highlighting all the nonsense, all the weird acts of contrition being exhibited by white leftists that he rightfully describes as activities that are more in line with almost a cult behavior. He calls Trump a clown, but directs most of his criticism at the media industry that is collapsing under the infection of wokeness and political correctness that are terrorizing newsrooms. And moreover, the pervasive moral mania, as he calls it, has generated a list of the most important thing ever within the leftist media that is often met with the same fate. It's either forgotten or dropped, leaving the public feeling empty as to why they should be outraged besides the ongoing war cry of Orange Man Bad. Coming from Matt Tybee. On the other side of the political aisle, among self-described liberals, we're watching an intellectual revolution. It feels liberating, say, after years of tiptoeing around the fact that the American left has lost its mind. It has become a cowardly mob of upper-class social media addicts. Twitter Robespierres, who move from discipline to discipline, torching reputations and jobs with breathtaking casualness. The leaders of this movement are replacing traditional liberal beliefs about tolerance, free inquiry, and even racial harmony with ideas so toxic and unattractive they eschew debate, moving straight into shaming, threats, and intimidation. They're counting on the guilt-ridden, self-flagellating nature of traditional American progressives who will not stand up for themselves and who will walk to the razor voluntarily. They've conned organization after organization into empowering panels to search out thought crime, and it is established now that anything can be offensive from a UCLA professor placed under investigation for reading Martin Luther King's letter from a Birmingham jail out loud to a data scientist fired from a research firm for, get this, retweeting an academic study suggesting nonviolent protests may be more politically effective than violent ones. And now this madness is coming from journalism. I'm no fan of Cotton, but as was the case with Michael Moore's documentary and many other controversial speech episodes, it's not clear that many of the people angriest about the piece in question ever read it. In classic Times fashion, the paper's already scrubbed a mistake they made misreporting what their own editorial said. Cotton did not call for military force against protesters in American cities. He spoke of a show of force to rectify a situation a significant portion of the country saw spiraling out of control. And that is an important distinction. Cotton was presenting one side of the most important question on the most important issue of a critically important day in American history. And as he points out in the piece, he was advancing a view arguably held by a majority of the country. A morning consult poll showed 58% of Americans either strongly or somewhat supported the idea of calling the U.S. military to supplement city police forces. The same poll cited by Cotton showed that 73% of Americans describe protecting property as very important, while an additional 16% considered it somewhat important. And that means the Philadelphia Inquirer editor, who was fired for running a headline, Buildings Matter Too, that the poll said expressed a view held by 89% of the population, including 64% of black Americans. It goes on and on and on and on. So the public shaming aspect that he notes, torching the, you know, they went after the Intercept's Lee Fang, who tweeted an interview he had with a black man who said, "I always question why does a black life matter only when a white man takes it? Like, if a white man takes my life tonight, it's going to be national news. But if a black man takes my life, it might not even be spoken of. It's stuff like that that I just don't want in the mix." Well, a black man said it, and because this Leo Fang pointed it out, he was smeared as a racist. He was peddling the countervailing narrative relating to black-on-black crime. And he had to apologize in a lengthy letter after his co-workers threw him under the bus. Tybee credits him for being one of the last reporters out there who does excellent investigative work, but now he's been tarred and feathered by the progressive mob for simply reporting what was happening on the ground. He quoted somebody. So now, what do we have? We got Democrats kneeling in kente cloth, white residents begging forgiveness for racism, white police officers in Cary, North Carolina, washing the feet of black pastors. This is cult-like. And that ethos and the inability of the media to counter it due to the lefty mob is probably why issues like defund the police seem like a popular position. It is not. 65% of Americans oppose defunding the police, including 62% of Democrats. With just 15% of all people and only 33% of African Americans in support. But if you shame and deplatform and purge these who haven't gone totally insane from your ranks, I sort of get how you might think that getting rid of the police would be a smoking hot idea. The only problem is you're a very loud minority. When they start eating themselves, that's a thing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. It has become quite trendy here lately for generals, former military leaders in our country, to speak out against Trump's offer to use the armed forces to put down the street violence that the leftist leaders of many cities allowed to continue. Which means they're willing to let you do it. See, the military would be equipped for something like this. And it would be very economically feasible to do. And I'm not talking about as far as money is concerned. I don't know where the money would be on that, to be honest with you. But what I am saying is it would be there would be not nearly as much a loss of life if the military did it. On both sides. But we have rioters and pillagers and looters and arsonists and murderers, and they have overwhelmed the local law enforcement, and were almost freely terrorizing the citizens of vast areas of our country. They were destroying public and private property and killing or harming innocent citizens and peace officers. We had chaos going on, and alleging that their public denunciations of Trump are intended for the good, why do these former military leaders appear exclusively on the leftist media outlet? And how will their opinions help quell and not enhance the chaos? Sufficient ink has been spilled for the Mad Dog Mattis mouth-foaming idiocy on the leftist thinker's publication, The Atlantic. Other former military leaders have also provided their shallow understanding of the president's offer to quell the violence in places where the leftists would not. Retired General Martin Dempsey, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who was interviewed by NPR, and he unsurprisingly shared the same thoughts as Mad Dog in his leftist media offering. Let's go back in time and remember General Dempsey, nominated as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs by then President Obama. And let's remember this fierce defender of our country from the Benghazi fiasco. In a Senate hearing, Dempsey was asked by Senator Kelly Ayotte why F-16s at Aviano Air Base in Italy weren't deployed to Benghazi that night. And as recorded at the time, his response was as follows. This is in the middle of the night now. These are not aircraft on strip alert. They're also there as part of our commitment to NATO and Europe. And so as we looked at the timeline, it was pretty clear that it would take up to 20 hours or so to get them there. Remember that number, 20 hours. The military touts itself on operating on honor and integrity and pride, leave no man behind type of high standard. This testimony from a military commander was disgraceful. And it was apparent cover for his preferred political party's presidential administration. So I can leave my home here in the upstate of South Carolina and be touring Benghazi, Libya, in approximately the same time it takes our military to respond to a terrorist attack. Based on the distance from the airbase in Italy to Benghazi, the flying time to Benghazi would appear to be about 1 hour for a fighter jet. They don't exactly cruise like airliners do. A direct route from Italy's coast to Libya's coast over the Mediterranean Sea. Now, since I don't possess the apparent fearless military mind of General Dempsey, and I only have common sense derived as a non-commissioned officer, if we have military personnel, aircraft, and equipment approximately 1 hour's flying time away, it is inconceivable that it would take 19 hours of preparations to get a plane or planes into the air in order to account for this 20 hours to get them there scenario, regardless of the time of night or strip alert. We used to have alerts all the time. I mean, early in the morning, in the middle of the night, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 11 p.m. It didn't matter. We had alerts because we were expected to be ready to go and fight World War III. Response time is the essence, and being able to respond in time was the essence, and it was known to the military and political decision makers. And reports were coming from those on the ground, and a drone was circling overhead, recording all that was occurring on the ground. And this general's apparent response to their dire situation at the consulate: the military air base is an hour away, but we'll be there in 20 hours. That is disgraceful. Somewhere in the entire Benghazi scandal was this disgusting stench of politics in our country that had permeated Washington, that it had and has even seeped into our military. And I expect this from politicians, but I don't expect it from the military. Is it any wonder who and what General Dempsey was and is all about in his interview by NPR regarding Trump's offer to use the military to quell the violence? Dempsey and his comrades in arms are another bit of sadness for our country as they busy themselves beclowning the military. Now, I'm going to say this as we head out. Let's put this out there. It is not popular to say in the wake of what's going on right now that the true plight of black American people has little or nothing to do with the police or what is being called systemic racism. Instead, we need to look at the responsibilities of those running the big cities. The dangerous big cities, St. Louis, Detroit, Baltimore, Oakland, Chicago, Memphis, Atlanta, Birmingham, Newark, Buffalo, and Philadelphia. The most common characteristic of those cities is that for decades, all of them have been run by leftist Democrats. Some cities like Detroit, Buffalo, Newark, and Philadelphia haven't elected a Republican mayor for more than half a century. On top of this, in many of these cities, blacks are mayors. Often they dominate city councils. They are the chiefs of police. They're superintendents of schools. In 1965, there were no black people in the U.S. Senate, nor were there any black governors. And only 6 members of the House of Representatives were black. As of 2019, there's a far greater representation in some areas. 52 House members are black. 9 black Americans have served in the Senate, including Edward W. Brooke of Massachusetts, Carol Moseley Braun, Barack Obama, Tim Scott of South Carolina, Cory Booker, and Kamala Harris. In recent times, there have been 3 black state governors. The bottom line is that today's black Americans have significant political power at all levels of government, and yet, what has that meant for a large segment of black American population? Democratic-controlled cities have the poorest quality of public education despite their large, growing school budgets, like Baltimore, Maryland. In 2016, in 13 of Baltimore's 39 high schools, not a single student scored proficient in the state's math exam. In 6 other schools, only 1% tested proficient in math. Only 15% of Baltimore students passed the state's English tests. Same year in Philadelphia, only 19% of 8th graders scored proficient in math. 16 were proficient in reading. In Detroit, only 4% of its 8th graders scored proficient in math. violent crime, and poor education is not the only problem for Democratic-controlled cities. Because of high crime, poor schools, and a less pleasant environment, cities are losing their economic base and their most productive people in droves. When World War II ended, the population of Washington, D.C. was about 800,000. It is 700,000 today. It has gone down. In Baltimore, it was 950,000. Today, it's 590,000. In Detroit, 1950 population, 1.85 million. It's down to 673,000. Camden, New Jersey, 1950, it was 125,000. Today, it has fallen in 74,000. St. Louis's 1950 population was more than 856,000. Today, it's less than 294,000. In some cities, the population decline since 1950 is well over 50%. Academic leftists and civil rights advocates and others blame the exodus on racism, white flight. But black Americans are fleeing the cities, too, if they can, at higher rates than white people. The five cities whose suburbs have the fastest growing populations, black populations, are Miami, Dallas, Washington, Houston, and Atlanta. Turns out that black Americans, like white Americans, want better and safer schools for their kids. They don't like to be mugged, and they don't want their property vandalized. And like other people, if they have the means, they cannot wait to leave the troubled cities. It's not about racism. It's about leftist policies. We'll be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.